Joining us on KBR 680, a good baseball story this year. It's Evan Gattis of the Atlanta Braves. And, Evan, we'll just start. You made the major leagues, I think, coming out of high school. Who knew what was going to happen? You had really a route to get here.
Yes, it's been crazy. You know, got up here, still surreal. And, you know, soaking it all in and having a lot of fun playing ball.
You know, so many people listen to the show, and young people, obviously your age, you're a little, almost 27, I would imagine now, or 27.
Yeah, 26. Pretty,
26. Okay, he's going to turn 27 soon. But there were some family issues in your life that kind of took you off track for a while. Bob Nightingale of USA Today wrote a terrific story about your career, and I think the fans up here would just like a little bit of background with you.
You know, more than family problems, I think it was just more kind of generic depression and anxiety. Around 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, somewhere in there. And, you know, I think a lot of it was, I think a lot of people relate to it. I think a lot of people, you know, go through similar stuff. And it just happens that I made it to the big leagues after that. So, yeah, it's a good story. And, yeah.
Well, it ends well, but, you know, there's anxiety, depression, there's medication involved, and it takes a lot of work on your part to make it happen. It just doesn't happen overnight.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was kind of desperate for an answer to it, and, you know, trying to get out of that funk, I would do anything, you know, I was desperate, and I would have tried anything.
Well, you tried a number of careers, a number of jobs, and again, in the article of USA Today fans, if you haven't seen it, Google it. Bob Nightingale did a great job on Evan's background. But, I mean, some of the jobs, I couldn't even list all of them.
Yeah. I mean, it just so happened that, you know, I traveled a little bit and bounced around, and I had to make some money somehow. So, you know, I just kind of picked up jobs. I didn't want to make a career out of being a lift operator or, you know, pizza artist or anything like that. But, you know, so, yeah, it just so happens I worked a couple jobs.
Yes, you did. Life experience. Evan Gattis is with his fans, and you get to see him play this weekend. It's going to be quite a treat. Baseball-wise, let's go back to your baseball career, because we know all the things you had to do to get here. You were quite a player in high school in baseball. The Braves drafted you. Take us back a little bit through growing up and what kind of player you were.
You know, I was surrounded by good players since I was, you know, 8 years old. I mean, we grew up playing select ball and summer ball, and you know, I grew up playing with a lot of good players, and like Homer Bailey, him and I were on the USA team together in Cincinnati, and then you know, Billy Butler, and then Austin Jackson grew up in the area, so played against or with him for a while, and had great coaches, Tommy Hernandez, and he's good friends with Ronnie Ortegon, the hitting coach at Cincinnati. So I grew up in a pretty well-connected baseball environment coming up. I just surrounded by talent, and I think that definitely helped me coming up, you know.
Yeah, not a surprise to talk about people like that. Dallas, Texas was your home at that point.
Yeah, that's right, Dallas. And, I mean, Dallas and Houston and Texas are, you know, big talent powerhouse. They're big cities, and stays warm enough most of the year. So you get a lot of players out of there. And, yeah, it was good. I was always, there was never a shortage of good baseball.
Being a kind of big kid, and I know I had people on the Guillermo Quiros of the Giants, the catcher. I said, how do you become a catcher? He says, well, one day the catcher didn't show up. I was the chubby kid, and they told me to be the catcher. Yeah. What about for you?
We didn't really know whenever I was a kid. You know, we all got our gear on, and then put a bunch of balls down on the ground and said, all right, go to your right. Start block the ball to your right. And then Tommy Hernandez, my coach growing up, he'd kill us. And so you want to be a catcher. And then that was kind of how it all started. And I think I liked it. I liked that it was tough, and I liked that it was different than anything else in baseball. And I wanted to catch.
Well, you're doing a good job of it. I saw you in left field the other day. You threw a seed to the plate.
Huh. Man, it was the first opportunity I ever had to throw anybody out, and I'm just glad I made an accurate enough throw.
Well, it looked like a catcher throwing the ball from left field. Evan Gattis, nice to have him with us. All right, what brought you back to baseball? How did you get back?
It was kind of a why not thing for me. It was, you know, it was kind of a turning point in my life, and, you know, it was I was kind of thinking, you know, why not? See if I can go do this again.
Well, you did good minor league numbers and a lot of power. Then you come to spring training this year. Brian McCann is hurt, and you get the shot. Surprise you at all with the success you've had?
You know, I always want to do well, so I don't want to say I'm surprised, but, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy with how I've done so far, and I want to get better. I want to, you know, I want to work to get better and at everything. And so, no, I'm not surprised, but I'm happy with it.
Sure. Well, it's great to come out. Did you think you'd be in the big leagues this year? Was that a shot? I mean, you're one of the top-rated prospects of the Braves.
Yeah, I didn't really know. I mean, coming into I could see me going back to Double-A, Triple-A. I could, you know, and I can't really play GM and wonder about where what's going to happen. And you know, I wanted to come into spring training, and that was my second big league spring training. And, you know, I wanted to learn as much as I could and try to make it as normal for me as possible. And
well, you started hitting in day one, right? The season opened and they didn't stop you.
That's right. But, it's just gone it's gone good, man. I didn't really know what to expect. And, you know, I still don't. So, you know, just stay where I'm at. Keep getting better.
Oh, come on. It's getting very good. He's being very modest. Things are good for this young man. What do you think of the park, looking out here?
Awesome, man. I love every park I go to. Like, I mean, this, just like when we walked out, the first time walking out into this park from the dugout, and it's awesome. It's awesome to see all these parks. It's just great to be here.
All right. Best part of your game as a hitter. Slugger, good eye, take it all around the park. What's your best part?
Probably slugging. Yeah, sad to say. I want the good eye.
All right. A pleasure to have you on. It's nice to meet you. Congratulations. And as I say, these stories, a lot of people go through this stuff, and you came through on the other end of it.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, Marty.
All right. That's Evan Gattis. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.